I'm Mark Stankler. Look, can Ethel play a little bit under us for just a second so people can hear? That's the voice of the great Ethel Ennis under us. Earl Arnett's in the studio as well. Her husband, long time, he's her husband, but they're best friends. They've been working together for years, and they're both here. And my dear friend Shotika is here in the studio. Show, of course, is one of the great beatboxers in our world today, and just finished a stint with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, beatboxing away in the new symphony. And now he's going to be with Ethel Ennis this Sunday night at Creative Alliance. Is that right?
Saturday
night. I'll get all the information up here. Saturday night at the Creative Alliance, where they'll be performing together and on stage. And welcome. Good to have you all with us.
Thank you, Mark.
Ethel, you look great. And happy birthday almost.
That's right. I hope I can make it till next Sunday.
You better make it till next Sunday and beyond that.
Right. No, this is wonderful. Okay, thank you.
We're getting everybody plugged in here. And how long have you two been married?
43 years.
43 years.
We're just getting started. You could say almost the same thing, Mark, about Ethel, because her birthday is her 78th birthday.
That's unbelievable.
And a lot of people find that amazing, particularly when they hear her sing and look at her, you know, because she's so youthful and energetic, you know.
78. You see now, Ethel, you can't hear anything?
I hear, yeah.
Is it too loud?
Enough. No. I heard enough. I heard that 78.
And you know what I was going to say? I was going to say 70. That's what I was about to announce. But I made a mistake.
Okay.
78.
Yeah.
I've always predicted that Ethel is one of those performers who will have a resurgence of popularity in her 80s. Same sort of thing that happened to Alberta Hunter. And she's on her way. I mean, she's almost there.
Yeah, we're all on our way. Go ahead.
But the interesting thing for me as a spectator, Shotika's 33.
Yeah.
So there's a 45-year difference. But musically, it doesn't makes no difference at all. You know, they might as well be the same age.
Then we all share that. Show.
Yo. What's up?
What's up with you, man?
I'm getting ready for next Saturday night. I first learned about Ethel last year at the Creative Alliance. I saw that she had a concert, and I read about it in the program, and I thought, yeah, I need to befriend her. Because immediately I thought my music series and festival Embody could really benefit from someone of her status and of her world. So I made it a point to introduce myself to her when I went to her concert, and we've been in touch ever since. And she invited me to be a part of this, so I had to say yes to it.
You got to talk about where. Okay, was it last week you were in New York? Let's mention that.
Oh, okay, don't.
You can't mention that? You can mention that, can't you? Well, part of it. Can't y'all leave me hanging here like this, man? No.
He was visiting my friend. Okay, never mind.
Okay. I'll tell you later.
All right.
Okay.
Shotika is not just a local performer, as you know.
No,
he travels all over this country and to other countries.
Show is going to take the world by storm. He's taking the world by storm.
Yes, he has.
So I'm curious that in the years that you've been doing music, all these years you've been doing music since you were a baby, pretty much. and Shotika's world of beatboxing, which is a very different sound.
It certainly is.
Tell me what you think of it, and tell me what you think of it in terms of the roots of it from the music that you remember coming up and all the music that you've gone through over these years.
Well, it's rhythm, and that's just wonderful. I mean, that's part of music, you know, rhythm, and it's the basic. But to have all these rhythmic sounds coming from one mouth, you know, it's amazing how you can just split your brain and everything and do all this and keep it together. Now, I've been trying to practice, and I get all mixed up. And
you are one of the scat queens. What do you mean you get all mixed up?
I don't scat, baby. I Well, they call it vocalese.
Yes, okay.
And they call it vocal play or whatever. But no, this is altogether different. It's a lot of rhythms, you know, within one body. And That's not easy.
That's not modest. Beatboxing is both new and old. People have been beatboxing with their bodies, making sounds and music for centuries. When Ethel and I first got married, sometimes we'd lie in bed and Ethel would play songs on her teeth. Little melodies. She's been beatboxing. She's been beatboxing for a long time. She just didn't call it that, you know. But vocalizing, making sounds and rhythms from different parts of her body. I'm not going to tell you all the parts of the body.
Oh, my God. That's enough.
You know,
sounds like you got something to learn, Shaw.
A friend of mine that I look up to, legendary beatboxer by the name of Kenny Muhammad, the Human Orchestra, he once stated in an interview that beatboxing is the scatting of hip-hop, and scatting is the beatboxing of jazz music. And basically, he was just sort of speaking to the influential lineage that's traveled over the years within vocal percussion, because there have been jazz vocalists that have done some vocal percussion. Bobby McFerrin is another example that comes to mind, and some of the other extended techniques that they do with that they use with their voice, like emulating trumpets or emulating a whole horn section, having more than one vocalist. Jazz vocalists do a horn section of an ensemble. Ethel does an amazing rendition of a mandolin with her voice. So, you know, there's all sorts of different techniques that can be informed and passed on from one generation to the next, despite the genre of music that they come from.
Are you gonna do anything together on stage?
Oh, sure.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't know what it'll be, but that's where the jazz comes in.
Well, knowing the two of them, Mark, I think people who come to this concert will become involved in the second half when Ethel and Showcase start doing their thing, because it's not going to be just them. They're going to get the audience beatboxing, singing, making rhythms, doing all kinds of neat things.
No, I'm serious. Mocking me like that.
No, not at all. No, that's my evil laugh.
So, I mean, I remember when you were on the show recently with, what's the brother's name? Who's a throat singer?
Ian Hesford.
Uh-huh. You even had me doing it at the end, remember?
Yeah, we went out on the show. Last time we were here.
It is. It's infectious.
Okay, what do you remember?
I don't remember a thing.
Come on.
Refresh him, show. Oh, my God. I just even brought this thing up now.
Okay, so should I start a rhythm and you assign a point?
No, I'm just talking
about... No, wait a minute. We go around the room. I'll conclude it if y'all do something.
Okay.
Keep.
And then.
Man, I love that. So, folks, that was Shotika and Ethel Ennis. They'll be together this Saturday night celebrating Ethel's 78th birthday. Is that right?
That's right. Whew.
The day before, actually. This is the 27th Saturday. Her birthday is the
following
day.
It's the 28th,
On Sunday, the 28th.
Folks, call up. 410-319-8888. 410-319-8888. Write to us here at steinershow@gmail.com. We'll have all the information. We'll have the giveaway. I think I have. Let's see if it's on my sheet now. If it's not. Aha. Is it? No. Yes. There it is.
I said, now you're making sounds.
Now I'm making
sounds. Yeah. There he goes.
Shotika and Ethel Ennis, 410-319-8888, Earlonet. The program is this Saturday night at the Creative Alliance, 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to creativealliance.org for information on tickets. 410-319-8888 is the number here. And let us go to Mark in Baltimore. You're on the air.
Hello, Mark. How are you this afternoon?
I'm well, Mark. Welcome.
Thank you. Ethel and Earl were the best mentors I could have ever had growing up on Layton Avenue. They encouraged me to learn to read music, and through their constant professionalism, has taught me. It has taken me to the Olympics, taken me to the White House, taken me to several major broadcast networks, taken me to Morgan State University to work with the wonderful choir there. And I just wanted to call to say, hey, everybody in Baltimore, mentors of the century.
Mark.
Wow.
So then,
that's my beautiful old neighbor, yes.
Uh-huh. Mark who?
Mark Jackson, and I love them both dearly. If they said either one needs a kidney, I'll get a spoon and cut it out. Fantastic people, very intellectual, knows music in, out, upside down, sideways, and do not pull any punches. I can recall one time showing up with my little snare drum at Ethel's house and couldn't read a lick of music, and that wasn't going to happen. That was not going to fly, and I had to go back and actually learn. There are no sharps and flats in the C major scale, and I had to go back and actually learn my craft, and that's the one thing that it can't be stressed enough with young folks nowadays, is that if you choose to pursue a career in entertainment or music or audio engineering or whatever, you must learn your fundamentals and you must apply them, and you have to keep an open mind, because if you don't, you end up painting yourself in the corner and you will not survive. And I just don't want to take up your time, but I just had to call and pull over to the side of the road and say, I love you guys. Very much.
Thank you, Mark.
Oh, that's you, wonderful. Mark. Good to hear from you, Mark.
And we didn't even pay him.
You know, what Mark was saying made me think of a conversation I had on this program. Things meld together. I think it was last week. The week before last? I think it was last week. With the great Jimmy Heath.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Who's 84 this year. And we were talking about music and what you learn and in growing up with music in school. And it's what Mark was just describing. We really are lacking something in terms of the power of art, the power of music, the power of the creative side with our children. What he just talked about, the discipline of learning music, the discipline of learning how to read music, of how to do that. That's another. Learning how to read music is like learning to read another language.
True.
And allows. I mean, so we're not doing that with our children.
Not nearly enough. That's for sure. You know, we're out of balance. You know, the science, mental exercises, mathematics, algebra, all that's terrific, but it has to be balanced with the creative arts, with music, the visual arts, other kinds of experiences, because if it's not, you end up with unbalanced people, unbalanced society, you end up where we are.
I think that's true. I mean, when did you start studying music, Ethel?
Under parental domination at the age of 7.
He said parental domination.
Yes. You must do this.
You will study this piano and you will study it today.
Yeah.
But?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
But?
But yeah, it was, you know, I studied for about 7 years. I really wanted to be the world's greatest ballerina. Hmm. I wanted to dance on my toes. But my grandmother said, no, you'd be dancing for the devil. Oh, how'd that get in here? You know? But no, I studied the piano, but I never studied.
Mm-hmm. Voice you never studied. That's just, no. That's you. That's
yeah.
inside of you.
That's, yeah.
And that's been
my gift.
That's been my experience as well. I never had any formal training with music at all whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I first started out as a young child just emulating the sounds of my cars or toys or my Transformers or whatever. And then beatboxing became very popular in the 80s. And so I had the likes of Dougie Fresh, Biz Markie, Darren Robinson, Buffy the Human Beatbox from the Fat Boys as sort of the first tier of pioneers with beatboxing. And then over the years, as I became a young man in college, I became a serious practitioner of it. But I tried to continue my education in the most organic, informal way possible. So I would take beatboxing and apply it to opportunities to play with jazz musicians, rock musicians. I was in an a cappella group, and we played a lot of different songs from a lot of different genres in that group. I was always trying to find ways to experiment with what I was doing. And I feel like I'm still continuing my education as a musician just by sort of pushing the boundaries beyond my native genre and then the native genres of other people. Like, for example, myself and my friend Jason Armstrong Baker, djembe player, percussionist, we collaborated to create original music for a ballet piece that was a part of the Towson University's dance department winter programming. We created original music for this ballet rep dance class piece. So when I had the opportunity to do that, I jumped all over it because it was a way to sort of continue my training by pushing the boundaries and experimenting. It's always been a new experiment with me. Just now, that little sample that Ethel and I just gave was a complete experiment.
It was total improv.
Yeah,
right.
That was completely improvised.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, there are a lot of different ways to learn how to become a serious practitioner mm-hmm. of music. You know, I don't read music really. I could read a very tiny bit just because of the experiences that I've had in working with chamber ensembles or mm-hmm. working with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. I still don't know how to read music really. But that's created opportunities for me to find other experimental ways to notate what I do if the need came along. Like, for example, I had a teaching residency at the Southeast Youth Academy 3 years ago when I was a resident at the Creative Alliance. And I was using consonant notation as a way to sort of notate beatboxing just as an experiment mm-hmm. with
what does
my
mean?
Students.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, taking the letters P, K, or C and S. Now, C and S could okay. be like a hi-hat section.
Okay.
And then the C or K could be sort of like a rim shot. K. Or B or P could act as a bass drum section. But then one mm-hmm. of my students said, well, what if you used a multiplication sign and a few numbers? Why not use a little bit of algebra to continue the notation?
I love it.
Oh, mm-hmm. cool. You know, I don't think that experience would have happened if I had formal training, you know? So there's a lot of different ways to learn how to become a serious practitioner of music, just as long as you're pushing the boundaries, whether your training was completely organic or completely more conservatory-based. You know, it's just all about mixing all those different worlds up.
No, that's wonderful, because I was going to ask you about it. Now, I wonder how the notation of beatboxing would look like, you know, mm-hmm. while you were talking. And, you know, like, if you're doing the hi-hat, you know, yeah.
I like your hi-hat. by the way.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Well, you know, from a logistical point of view, this is wonderful music because you don't have to lug instruments around. You don't have to worry about all the logistics of bands. You just bring yourself and your body and you can play.
Join us here, 410-319-8888. That was Earl Arnett, who has been married to Ethel Ennis for 43 years. They ran Ethel's Place, a music club here from 84 to 88. Was that somewhere around that mm-hmm. period of time?
If yeah. I could travel back You're in right. time and go anywhere, I'd go there.
It was this great spot. I remember wow. it well. Great spot. Shodika, that's his voice here. Great beatboxer. They'll be playing together this Saturday night at the Creative Alliance. Ethel Ennis' birthday being celebrated. Who else is going to be there? It's going to be y'all and who else?
Well, of course, on piano will be Steph Scajari, oh, yes, on bass, right. Mark Russell, and on drums, Ryan Deal.
That sounds like to be a good night.
Yeah, good yeah. Night. Yeah, last year as a guest, I had my brother, Andy.
Oh, yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sax player?
Yes, that's what. Okay. Yeah, he was with Ray Charles for about 9 years.
Whoa. Where's he play now?
Well, he's playing with the police department.
That doesn't mean he's in jail. He's no. He works for the police department. Yeah.
I love
but
it.
He occasionally plays, yeah.
So one of the things that I was thinking about this, again, this conversation with Jimmy Heath is just stuck in my head because when I interview these guys who are older than you and of your generation as well, Ethel, you know, people in their mm-hmm. 70s and 80s who have come through the jazz scene, I think that there are some incredibly powerful, insightful, analytical, brilliant minds in that world. That you know, then and the ability to talk to them, whether it's Ellis Marsalis, the father,
mm-hmm.
the dad, you know, or and his son here, the number three, is great young guy, really brilliant writer and photographer. But Ellis Marsalis, the dad, or talking to Jimmy Heath, because the world of jazz in talking with them and you. It's like American history. It's like who we are as a people. It's like studying us
mm-hmm.
in the musical form that is our musical form in America, jazz, that belongs to us. You know? I mean, it's... And Jimmy Heath said, one of the things he had a Max Roach quote. I'm going to throw it out to you all and see what you think. This quote really hit me. I went home and told Valerie the quote. She heard me say it in the air, but we talked about it. I said, just stuck with me in the head. He said, Max Roach said, if you don't love jazz, you don't love democracy.
Mm.
In terms of its musical form, in terms mm-hmm. of its understanding of who we are as a people.
Well, it's listening and improvising a life and a music. And we Americans are great improvisers. You know, we come from all over the place. We have to live with each other. It's not as if we have predefined roles
right.
or niches in society. You know, we're improvising as we go. We're making jazz as we live. And it's true. It does belong to us that way, you know?
Yeah, so what are you thinking?
Yeah. You see me looking up in the ceiling, show you? Right? Like I want to find my answer in the ceiling.
That's where mine are often. They're often yeah. up there.
No, that's true. It's almost like taking what's there and doing more with it, you know, it is jazz comes from you take a tune that from Broadway, then you say, hey, I'm gonna jazz that, you know, you it's already there, but you're gonna add something to it from where you're coming from. And as when you were talking about improvising. And, okay, an example of I Got Rhythm, the old standard.
Mm-hmm.
And then Charlie Burris said, ba do be dee doo ba doo ba 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 da ba da 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 do ba dee doo dee ba doo da da beep boop beep ba ba doo da. Yeah, so it's the same thing, but.
Right.
Yeah. And we do that with our cooking at home, our food, you know. We jazz it up.
Right, exactly.
You can jazz anything, really. So, no, it's like taking a form and understanding the form and adding what you know, personally to it. Yeah.
Our great contribution to the world, and it's still a work in progress,
is the fact that
we have all these different people, different shades of skin tones, different religions, different ideas. This stew pot that we live in, we're trying to make it into something that tastes good. And sometimes it's pretty doesn't work very well, and other times it does. But we're in that sense, we're the hope of the world, you know, and the jazz music reflects that.
But well, America has to really accept jazz.
One of my favorite things to see happen is when a jazz musician and a hip-hop musician get together and collaborate with one another, like perfect example, Donald Byrd and Guru of Gangstar, or Herbie Hancock and DJ Rob Swift, Branford Marsalis and Razzell, the Godfather of Noise, or De La Soul and Maceo Parker. There have been a lot of really interesting collaborations between the worlds of hip-hop and jazz within the last two decades. I really love to see that happen. And it reminds me of how much hip-hop producers and musicians have sampled from the worlds of jazz and how it's informed the rhythms and the musicality of hip-hop. And now they're kind of coming a little more full circle by working directly with jazz musicians. Because in a way, in a lot of ways, jazz musicians were sort of the mentors of a lot of hip-hop musicians. And again, through an influential lineage, through the art of sampling, like Guru's legendary albums, the Jazzmatazz series. On that album, he was working directly with jazz musicians that, know, without a doubt, influenced his hip hop sensibilities. Like on Jazzmatazz 2, he had Branford Marsalis, he had Ramsey Lewis, Donald Byrd. I mean, just a slew of different jazz musicians. Not just from one era, but from different eras of jazz music as well. Oh, I also remember Miles Davis's last album, Doobop, the last hip-hop and jazz fusion that he did before he passed away. Actually, he passed away before he got to see the completion of it, but he did that album with Easy Mo B, legendary hip-hop producer, who produced a lot of the beats on Biggie Smalls' first album, Ready to Die. So just, I didn't know about Easy Mo B's relationship with Miles Davis until years later, because I grew up listening to Ready to Die, the Notorious B.I.G.'s first album. Easy Mo B is all over the album making beats. But then years later, I realized he had a relationship with Miles Davis on his last album. I'm like, wow, I'm learning so much just by digging in and seeing what else goes on beyond hip-hop and how hip-hop has sort of branched out into different worlds, especially within jazz.
No, that's wonderful.
Well, with jazz, you never know what's going to happen. And see, that's why with this concert coming up on Saturday, you never
know what's going to happen.
We don't know for sure. We're all laughing.
All we know is that the second half of it, Ethel and Shodakay are going to be doing things with each other and with the audience. And,
watch your mouth.
And it'll all be, it'll all happen as it happens, you know. And that's kind of like American life, too, you know. We're never quite sure what's going to happen.
This can be a great evening. I mean, I think that it's – have you ever done this before together?
No,
this is our first time.
Wow. Have you jammed together at all?
Just a little, not much, as you
just
could,
once.
You just heard, yeah.
Shodakay came over to our house, and they sat on couches and sort of did little vocalisms, you know.
Yeah, this collaboration is going to be a world premiere, basically.
Yeah, this is a what you call it, a version trip here. It's the first.
Oh, we jammed a little bit at the UB Blake Center.
Had her
exhibit there, her show of Ethel's Place, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually look at the clock. I haven't heard anything from anybody, but I can see the clock says 6:32, so that means we have to take a little break. And we'll do that right now and come right back with our guests. I'll remind you as we go to this break that the Mark Steiner Show is made possible by Maryland's Parkinson's Disease and Movement Disorder Center, providing clinical research, trials that evaluate new therapies, and the latest treatment options, including surgical intervention for advanced stages of disease. The number for more information is 1-800-492-5538. The Music Enemy, of course, Ethel Ennis. More of that as we go out. When we come back, here with Shodakay. Earl Annette, stay with us, 410-319-8888.
feeling love. Every dawn that's broken.
So that you will know it too. It's all about the games that we play. Who will have them and who has a say? Of how and which, you know, it's a cinch to give in right into the sin. The man with the plan said songs.
That is Ethel Ennis. What a voice. Unbelievable, Ethel. Every time I hear you, I just I love it.
Well, I'm glad you do.
One of the great jazz vocalists ever in the history of jazz. Baltimore born, Baltimore raised, Baltimore stayed.
Right, right.
She made a choice in her life, and the choice was to make her music, but not be sucked into the business so much that it sent her in another place. And it just stayed home and made her music. And stayed home with her husband for 43 years, Earl Arnett. Incredible partnership. And here with Shodika, great beatboxer. They'll be all be together Saturday night at the Creative Alliance. You can go to creativealliance.org to find out more information about tickets. It starts at 8 o'clock. It's going to be her 78th birthday party.
No, not really.
Well, sort of.
Okay.
No?
Are you gonna come and help and make it a party?
I'll make it a party.
Okay. If you come, Mark, we'll make it a party.
All right, fine, fine. And they'll be performing there that evening. It'll be a great night. You can join us here now at 410-319-8888, 410-319-8888. Am I leaving something out here that I should be saying? No, I'll wait till the end to do the other one. All right, 410-319-8888. So that, you know, when I listen to the styles that you sing in, your range. I mean, you didn't have a career that was kind of static, where you just stayed in one genre of popular song and jazz.
No, I love country and the old country. You know, like songs. If I knew what I was doing, I would do it right now. You know, kind of stuff like that. And I can't talk to a wall and. And I even tried to do a little light opera, and my I tried, and I don't think it was I was that successful with it. But I'll delve into it and try anything, I guess. And I'm not too good I sing hymns. A lot of folks say, well, did you start in church? I said, no, I used to play for the Sunday school, but I never did sing on the choir. But I just love music. I love singing. I, you know, don't try to, you know, put me in a pigeonhole. You know, I want to get out. Yeah,
all the CDs I have of yours and old records.
Like
Shodika,
you
different.
Know, he wants to do it all. You ought to see him. He gets so excited.
Oh, I know. I love watching him play.
They showed me a video, special treat, a really special treat. I got to see recordings of her works with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Like, we were on the menu screen, and I said, is that what for her and the orchestra? And Earl was like, yeah, you want to watch it? I was like, But, it gave me ideas as to how other genre explorations can take place with the orchestra. Especially based off of the performance that I did with the orchestra earlier this summer. So, you should have seen it. The orchestra was in a semicircle, but then in the center was a jazz trio, a drummer. Who else was in the center of that trio?
Well, it was Paul Hillner on drums, and then I think on the keyboard, Earl Peabody, Tim Murphy on piano.
Yeah, well, he's talking about a time when we put not just a trio in, with the orchestra, but we augmented the horns. And so it was a sense putting a jazz band inside the symphony.
That was Open Your Eyes, You Can Fly, the Chicory.
That's why
tune.
These categories make no sense. You know, because it's all music.
No.
And there's so many musical possibilities. And,
and
Shodake is a young man who's dedicated to exploring all those possibilities, which is so terrific because so many people pigeonhole themselves. You know, they lock themselves up in little boxes, and when they do that, they're really restricting their creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Music is bigger than that.
I'm curious, for one other area with all this is, what are you all listening to these days? What music are you listening to now? What are you spinning these days?
I'm listening to constant hip-hop. I'm also listening to a lot of... like I'll do posts of various hip hop songs, but based on a specific theme or an idea, and then I listen to a lot of percussion music, a lot of percussion based music, and I'm also listening to a lot of different vocal music, everything from professional opera singing to professional whistling, throat singing. I do a post once a week on the Baltimore Drum Circle and Awareness Facebook page. Of a different sort of style of drumming, whether it be beat juggling on the turntables or tabla playing or drum programming or a video of Questlove doing his rendition of Max Roach's The Drum, also waltzes. And then I do posts of different vocal art forms that exist on the Embody, a festival and series of the vocal arts on Facebook page, Facebook page for my music series. So I'm constantly researching all the time, and I do try to pay a lot of attention to jazz and hip hop fusion, hip hop and rock fusion, hip hop and classical fusion. I found this amazing video of Deep Purple performing with the Royal Philharmonic. Orchestra. Because part of my research and getting ready for my concert with the Baltimore Symphony was trying to find other experiments that have taken place before my time of orchestral music and varying genres from jazz to rock and roll. I found a video of Bobby McFerrin with a German orchestra. Actually, I believe it's the oldest orchestra in the world. He did a jazz rendition of Bobby McFerrin's rendition of Air on the G-String by Bach. Really cool, really beautiful. So I was just sort of seeing what's been done before and seeing how it could inform what I wanted to do with the orchestra, and just sort of, it was fun research. I enjoyed it very much. So I'm listening to a lot of different stuff.
Always working, though, when you're doing it.
Always working and listening.
What are you listening to these days, Ethel?
Beatboxing. I'm online checking everything all over the world. People are doing a lot with their mouths.
Wow,
today.
Really? I didn't know that.
Come here. This is kind of a slow thing. Cuba Libre Panima. Lift Shura Umia La Fonte Misra Kadima Alien Rasayan Sophia Oloha Fatik was saying you Hot Big Fahonoshia Alien Rasayan Of course, you la Iba David Hanna. And then we go, don't stop. Ba-do-do-dee-dee, 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 ba-do-do
Hello. A little Africa meets Jewish world meets jazz meets bebop. That's great. Hatikva, the hope.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had to close my eyes on that one.
That was nice, man. Thanks. That's great.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. I love that rendition of Hatikva. That's good. Now we have it down. I can play it into my one. I can just make it into my one. Now I like that. You can too by just downloading it on steinershow.org and see it. That was pretty amazing. Did you ever do that before together?
No.
I didn't know what was going to happen just now.
No.
Wow. That was total improv.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Both songs.
Right.
Often there's two Jewish themes. That's wild.
That would be kind of neat to do something like that. You know, like music around the world and do some stuff, some Irish jigs.
That's what Saturday's going to be like, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of improvising off of different themes, different rhythms from different places.
Now, the song that you just sang is the Israeli national anthem, Hatikva.
Yes.
Right. The Hope.
Mm-hmm.
The national anthem.
That's what Ethel started playing, singing.
Wow. Okay. Word.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, when we hear very different, because the way Ethel did it, wasn't it? Ha-ha-ti-va, ha. It's just like very different than, it's good.
That was cool.
But see, all these blends, these cultures, this America, it all comes together.
It's the rhythm of the world.
Valerie and I were having some lunch today at the little pizza shop, King's Kebab, over on in Hamden on 36th Street. Oh, this really lovely Egyptian guy, sweetheart. And he plays this, a lot of the music he plays is Egyptian Europop. So it's the marriage of the Arabic music and lilt with hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And the European backup sound that they do, like French, Spanish stuff to go with it. And it's just, I love that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And it made me think of this, the instant marriage of cultures.
Yeah.
And the world of music that comes out of it. You
should tell
him. It's a universal language anyway, you know, music.
Right.
Huh?
You should tell him about the video you showed me, the Stand By Me video.
Oh
my God.
Earl. I think it was sent to Earl, yes.
Yeah, okay. I have it on my iPhone. They're talking about something that the Concord Music Group is working with a group of independent producers, and they call it the Music of Change, I think.
You're talking about the, yes, that's an incredible CD.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I listen. That's one of my favorite. When they do Stand By Me.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm singing to the top of my lungs as I'm driving or sitting or in my study downstairs.
That's wonderful.
I love that. That's one of the best renditions of Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Where they melded
all of these traditions
from across the globe.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Street musicians, professional musicians.
Mm-hmm. It's just wonderful.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Make it feel so good.
From across Latin America, across Africa, Asia, Europe, America.
Yeah.
Yes, that's an incredible rendition of Stand By Me.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard that before this?
I didn't hear about it until Earl and Ethel showed it to me.
That's an amazing. It's one of my. If they have to pick 10 pieces of music to take with you on an island, Desert Discs, that would be one of my CDs.
I hear you.
That is just an unbelievable.
Thank you, Stan.
Yes, that's an unbelievable piece of music. I just love it. So you're also going to do. What is it? Honeydew?
Oh.
Hey, you.
Did I say honeydew? Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did.
Honeydew. Honeydew this, honeydew that. I have a honeydew melon.
Oh, you used to
do something.
Hear that. Do something. I
do
like
something.
That. What kind of show is this?
So, can you do a little bit of that? Just a little teeny, teeny, teeny piece?
Yeah.
This is part of Saturday night. Just a little teeny piece.
Okay, where you go. Okay.
Okay.
Shorty gay, double W gay. Shorty gay, a double W double gay. Shorty gay, double W double gay. Go gay, 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 gay. Shorty gay, a double W double gay. Hey you. Are you doing what you wanna do? I'm asking you. Are you doing what you want to do? Life's a treasure. Time's a measure. So why not to yourself be true? Show the game.
I love it. Saturday night, Creative Alliance. Why are we? I love this. This is going to be such a bad night. This is going to be amazing. It's going to be great. It's going to be a really good night. So, why are we titling the evening, Saturday night at the Creative Alliance, Ethel Ennis, Ethel Gives Thanks with Shodiko?
I do give thanks. No, I think I was kind of neat and on time. We were talking about Thanksgiving, and I was my mother's turkey when I was born. Yeah.
So to speak.
Thanksgiving week, yeah.
That's great. Well, I guess given all the madness of the planet and what we face in this planet and the society faces and the rest, we do have to still give thanks about just the sanity that we still try to live and spin within. You know?
Yeah. I hear you. It's so funny, the things that I was taught that were right is wrong now. Seems like it's hard to do right in a wrong situation, and it's so funny listening to Shodike. He was saying that he was trying to give me crash lessons on beatboxing, and he said, "You got to put now. What's that?" The P and the
popping of the pronunciation of the letter P.
Yeah.
Use that as your
now, 55 years ago when I started recording, they say no pops.
That's right.
So
that's
things have changed. You know, everything must change.
Don't pop those P's.
Yeah, right. Now you got to pop. I said, it's nice to live long to see the change.
Wow. There's always room for Thanksgiving because of that. Both of them just told you that their gifts that they used were not didn't come from training. They were given.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that sense,
that's
it's
very true.
That's very good,
thanks,
Earl. Thank you. I'm so glad you're here.
Because, you know, we're with two people who have great natural gifts, and they're giving thanks to each other and to the audience. No, so I guess the title is kind of appropriate when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you both do have the natural gifts. I mean, that voice, Ethel, your voice is your voice, and you just, that's what it's inside of you, and with your beatbox inside of you, your sense of rhythm and sound, and
isn't
all those things
wonderful?
Around you. You know,
yeah.
It's, the thing about the both of you as well is that you have been able to live with and through your music, which is a gift, which is, you know, that you both have, that been given to you in some ways. It's not easy for folks to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you also both give back a lot. You do lots of things to give back the gifts that you have through the rest of us. So, you know, it's a dialectic. It's a Mobius. It's a process that doesn't end. It just winds itself.
It's a circle,
It's like what you do. You know, you're give and take on this show all the time.
Yeah.
Well, these are some of my favorite shows to do. I mean, this is actually, I think that, you know, we cover the heavy, hard political issues all the time, and we push them. And it's sometimes, I got to tell you, though, you get tired of covering this stuff all the time because you've got to give light to a different part of our world and not just that, because that's part of what gives us the hope and the power to go on with.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's our music, it's our feelings, it's our culture, what comes out of our bodies, what comes out of our souls, our art. You got to have that out there. You just can't do the other all the time. You just can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
I wish our politicians would listen a little more closely to you, Mark.
Man, you know, I mean, it's just, we're doing that tomorrow at 6 o'clock with these crazy machines that the TSA now has. People don't want to walk through in airports. It's insane, but we give that to people just for Thanksgiving holiday, give them a little think about what they're about to enter in these airports. That's unbelievable.
Maybe we should have a voice circle with politicians, like one person on hi-hats and then another person popping their peas.
How about that?
Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting.
I think that'd be very cool.
Music as you go through the screening machine in the airport. You know, at least you can dance through it and have a good time.
Could you? Can you imagine having to start off maybe the state legislative session with Shodaka, Ethel, and others kind of taking over and making them go through some exercises with some sound and music before they start? Who knows what they might pass?
Well, there you go.
It's a theater anyway, Mark. You remember Jack Lapides?
Very good friend.
Well, Jack and I had lunch not too long ago, and I reminded him of an article he helped me write years and years ago for The Sun, where we said that the oldest continuous running theater in the state of Maryland is a General Assembly.
And on that note, Earl Annette, Ethel Ennis, Shodaka, great to have you on the studio. Thank you so much for gracing us.
Thank you, Mark.
Saturday night, catch Ethel and Shodaka. Ethel Ennis, Ethel Gives Thanks with Shodaka, Saturday night, November 27th, 8 p.m. at the Creative Alliance. You can go to creativealliance.org. Also, tag on to it on our website, steinershow.org. The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by Urbanite Magazine's new e-zines. It's a simple way to stay connected to the topics and events you care about most. Daily content on arts, culture, food design, design style, green living, and much more can be delivered to your inbox. Registration is available at urbanitebaltimore.com. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Justin Levy and Christina Arison. We're engineered by Brian Boone. Our intern today, working solo and awful very hard, is Shari Barnes. Our theme music is by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again, podcast any of our past shows, hear new additional interviews, find out about our guests and their work, go on over to steinershow.org. And for public radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. And for Free Speech TV, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.